We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rick Dayton Show on KDKA coming from Heinz Field today, getting you set for more football later on tonight. Right now, another touchdown for Bishop Canavan, now leading Olsch by a score of 42-7. Fourth quarter action right now. It's coming up today at 5 o'clock on KDKA, Beaver Falls and Sarah Catholic. Tomorrow, Aliquippa, Bell Vernon, and Moon and Penn Trafford, a 3 o'clock kick and then a 6 o'clock kick. And we are delighted to be joined right now in the booth by Amy Schuneman, the executive director of the WPIAL. Amy, it's good to see you. How are you?
Good, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Does this feel kind of like Christmas Day for you? I mean, do you feel like this is a couple weeks early? You get a championship weekend that I know you work for literally from the time that the first day of fall practice starts, the time that they're getting on the field for their heat and acclimation and those sorts of things, to the point that you get to these championships. How much is it just sort of a, not relief, but a culmination of an entire year of hard work?
Well, I think that sums it up. It is the culmination of just a great effort by so many people that go into a season, from the schools, the coaches, the athletic trainers, the kids themselves, the athletic administrators, that, you know, prepare everything year in advance. So I think it's great for us to be playing football, you know, over Thanksgiving. It's just a fun time. And, you know, many people watched it yesterday during Thanksgiving meal. So a little after Thanksgiving treat here. And we're just excited that we're back at Heinz Field.
How different does this year feel compared to last year? I mean, last year seems like it was 20 years ago. Doesn't it?
Somewhat, yes.
Yeah.
It is different. And last year, you know, our whole goal was to play sports and get kids out. And, you know, we had our championships, a limited field of playoff teams, and then went to the high schools for our championships, which we were so appreciative of them opening. And again, a time that was not well received as far as COVID was concerned. So, it's different for the fact that we have, you know, unlimited attendance being able to get out here and just back in this premier venue. So, you know, we're happy that last year happened and we were able to make it through, and we got through for those kids, and they experienced a great season as well, you know, in the decision that we had to move forward. So, you know, today it's nice to be back here, but we're still thankful for last year as well.
I think there's so many things that sports teaches our young people and our adults too, but it teaches you that sometimes you don't have control over everything, right? You may not control the fact that the guy missed a block in front of you and you got tackled, not because of anything you did wrong, but maybe something your teammate didn't execute. Do you feel like the WPL kind of learned that same kind of lesson, that some things you had no control over, but you just have to, the game goes on, you still have to continue?
Well, absolutely. We all learn those lessons through sports, of just find a way and get through it, and what's the next best thing, or what can I do? You know, there's so many things that are out of our control in sports and in life, and so the best thing we can do is just make good decisions based on the facts that we have, and that's what we've done.
Amy Schuneman joining us, the executive director of the WPIAL. Bunch of kids sitting down there in the student sections and things like that. They're thinking about what happens next for them, where they're going to go to college, they're going to go to trade school. Some of them are thinking they want to be the executive director of the WPIAL. How do they get there? How do they get to the position that you're in right now? And what steps did you take to be, you know, a leadership in athletics?
I think their first thing they're thinking right now, Rick, is I want to get warm. But okay. Once they get
second
past
thing
that,
is how do I get to be Amy Schuneman?
You know, I went to be an athletic director, so I went into sports administration, and again, just a great field to prepare in for different jobs. And so there is no direct path, I would say, to a lot of jobs. So it's kind of working your way through it. So, you know, going and getting that degree, starting small, whether it be an assistant athletic director, getting into a larger school, working your way up, and then getting involved with the league and staying you know, active in different things and preparing, you know, for what's next. I can't prepare for everything. You just prepare for what's next. So certainly I wouldn't have been able to write my story when I was 18 years old either. So I think that the best thing is just for them to have an open mind and work hard. And, you know, they'll find themselves in a good position later on in life.
Just last week down at the Heinz History Center, the WPL put on its annual sportsmanship symposium. Brett Kiesel came in and talked to the kids. I know you have great keynote speakers, but there's just something about Brett standing in front of a group that nobody is going to say. They're just absolutely enthralled with what he has to say, the way he presents himself, the way he presents his message. Tell us about that afternoon. What was that day like? You had other speakers too, but he was one of them.
Yeah, he didn't list me as one of the top keynote speakers. I'm surprised.
Not yet.
I'm just kidding.
much shorter than Brett. Let's put it that way.
No, I don't have a dominant presence. You're right. So everybody was in awe just listening to Brett, and his message was great. I mean, it was work for it, you know, and he had some failures in his career in high school. And so just that continuation of, you know, you get knocked down, what can I do next? Or I'm going to work harder. And, you know, he talked to the kids about basically failing out of college his first year, after his first year. So, you know, he worked hard to get back, and he was fortunate to get that opportunity to play again and, you know, be drafted. So, again, nobody's path is clear, and so they have to just continue to work for it, and that was his message. And, you know, control what you control is one of his notes as well. So I think that's, again, reiterating what you said of, you know, we can only do so much, and other things are out of our control.
Why do you continue to do the sportsmanship symposium? I know that this has been, what, 11, 12 years that this has been going on. Mm-hmm. Why continue to do it year after year? Kids obviously are different, so, you know, it's not like you go through it five times or something like that from middle school through high school, but why do you keep doing it?
I think it's one of our most important initiatives because, you know, we're trying to teach the message of sportsmanship, and that doesn't get taught a lot. We think as adults that it's inherent or innate. Unfortunately, it's not, because you watch TV and you see a lot of different unsportsmanlike acts, and we went through some of those examples, and, you know, we have to teach it. What does it look like? What does it look like to be a good sport? And so giving visuals, giving talks, and then talking to the kids about what they can do to be good sports, and highlighting our sportsmanship award as well for the schools that have done a great job in welcoming other teams or doing things within their own communities that are worth that recognition. So we continue to do it because, as you mentioned, the kids are different. They don't change. And every year we need to say that same message to the new group that's there.
Amy Schuneman joining us here in the press box at Heinz Field as part of the WPIL Championship weekend. First game is underway right now, led by Bishop Canavan 42-7 over Olsh. Another game to follow here on KDK with Beaver Falls and Sarah Catholic at 5 o'clock. Amy, as you look into this transitionary time from the fall sports to the winter sports, and you talked about being in an athletic administration role, it is about the craziest time of year, isn't it? When you've got, how do we divide up gym time between volleyball is going out and basketball is coming in and the pools and all? I mean, this is a crazy time of year, isn't it? How do you get through this particular time, the November to December transition?
It is. Everybody wants to be inside. So that's one of those, you really have to look at what priorities are. Mm-hmm. If somebody's in the postseason, obviously they have preference over somebody who's preparing, but, you know, giving them the time that they need and having the coaches work together is a big component of that as well. So everyone from that same school and community should be supporting each other's team. So, you know, getting coaches together and having them work on the schedules also helps.
Good stuff. Well, I know that you can't wait to get back outside and give out some more trophies, and we very much appreciate you inviting us to your house today here at Heinz Field. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Amy Schuneman joining us, Executive Director of the WPIL. So kind to take some time out of her busy schedule. And again, she literally has taken off her headset, putting on the mittens and gloves, and headed back to the field for more trophy presentations. So, Amy, thank you so very much for visiting with us, and we'll see her all weekend long here with WPIA football championships being handed out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.